This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, we've got a couple of sets of numbers to discuss this morning, and we'll start off with the Illinois Crop Progress and Condition Report that was released this week. As we know, the good weather has allowed farmers to make progress on harvest and allowed some fall tillage. And statewide, the average temp was about 63 degrees, and that was 6 degrees above normal. Precip averaged about a half an inch, and that was a quarter of an inch below normal. And there were 5.5 days that allowed field work during the week ending on October 9th. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% very short, 4% short, 85% adequate, and 10% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was 1% very short, 5% short, 87% adequate, and 7% surplus. Corn harvest was 62% complete compared to 65% last year, and corn condition was 1% very poor, 3% poor, 13% fair, 56% good, and 27% excellent. Moving on to soybeans, coloring increased to 98% compared to 97% last year, and soybeans dropping leaves increased to 90% compared to the same number for the five-year average. Soybean harvest was 39% complete compared to 65% last year, and soybean condition rated 1% very poor, 3% poor, 14% fair, 58% good, and 24% excellent. Winter wheat planted had reached 20% compared to 30% for the five-year average, and winter wheat emerged was at 3% compared to 11 last year. And now we'll check in with a local farmer to see how the report compares to this area of the state. Luther Timpson and his family live and farm near Mont Olive in Macoupin County. And Luther says this fall has been a very good harvest, and he's had some great yields.
It's been going great. I mean, the weather's been good. Almost would like a little bit of rain to slow things down to get a little bit of a break. But it's been going good. We're down to about 20% left to go. Of course, when you grow wheat and you have double crop beans, we're always the last one out there to combine. So I'll be waiting a month or so to finish up. I got about 200 acres of double crop beans to finish up. But I'd say by the end of the week, we'll be done with beans on this farm. And then we have about 170 acres of corn left, roughly. But it's been going great. It's been probably one of my best harvests, low stress, you know, good weather. So when you don't have a bunch of rainy, wet mud to deal with, it makes things a lot easier.
How have yields been? Have you had any big issues, or have the crops pretty, the health of them been pretty good?
No, the health's been good on the crops. One thing, we fungicide about 80% of our corn crop. And what we've noticed on our fungicide ground to our non-fungicide ground is we're looking at a 30 to 50 bushel bump on it. So you take the 7-8 bushel that it takes to pay for the fungicide, and it was worth the money. And what I've noticed is that the health of the plant, corn stalk, is a lot better with the fungicide, without the fungicide. So when you hit it with that corn head, it shatters. The non-fungicide just shatters. It just breaks apart. But with the fungicide, it stays together as a stalk. It pulls through the corn head a lot better. It doesn't fluff on the head. The corn's been probably some of my best yields all the way around. Light dirt, dark dirt, it's been very good. On the bean ground, depending on the variety, our big issue right now is the whole water hemp issue. And you see more and more of that out in the soybean fields. And we're trying to get a handle on that. And some are going to a Liberty Link bean. Some are staying with the Roundup Ready 2 beans. But I think the issue on that is we're going to have to try to do a different chemical program to get a hold of that if we don't go to a different bean altogether. What I've noticed is where there's a heavy water hemp presence, we drop down in the yield monitor 20 bushel. And where it's not, we're back up 25 bushel. We did a little bit of fungicide on the beans. I don't see a big increase on fungiciding beans, but I do notice that the stems stay greener, which is harder to combine, which is harder on the equipment. And the beans are dry, so you just kind of carry both factors over to see whether you want a fungicide or not. But that's what I've noticed. It's been great yields all the way around. Like I said, I think the biggest issue for all of us is the weed pressure for next year.
with these great yields that we're seeing, how has storage been? I know you have a lot of bins here at the farm, a lot of on-farm storage, but any issues? You think you're going to have enough room? Or?
Well, we have a little over 120,000 storage on this farm, and we're not completely done with the one farm. So we're going to have to store some grain at the local elevator. But for the most part, with what we ship down to the river and what we keep on the farm, I think we can handle the majority of it. But what I did notice is that the corn piles at the elevators are getting taller and taller outside.
Thanks again to Luther Timpson of Macoupin County for that update. And we'll be hearing more from Luther tomorrow morning about the third graders from Litchfield that visited his farm yesterday and how he and his wife got started in the farming business. And we've got more numbers to discuss this morning. The Illinois Crop Production Report was released yesterday. According to that report, corn planted area is estimated at 11.7 million acres, unchanged from last year. Harvested area is forecast at 11.5 million, and that's also unchanged. Based on October 1st conditions, the Illinois corn yield is forecast at 202 bushels per acre, up 2 bushels from September, and up 27 bushels from 2015. Production is forecast at 2.3 billion bushels, up 1% from September and up 15% from last year's production. If these numbers are realized, this would be the second highest production on record behind 2014. The soybeans planted area is estimated at 10.1 million acres, up 3% from last year. Harvested area is forecasted at 10.05 million, and it's up 3% from 2015 also. Based on October 1st conditions, the Illinois soybean yield is forecast at 62 bushels per acre, a 6 bushel increase from 2015, and if these numbers are realized, this will be the highest yield on record for the state of Illinois. Production is forecast at a record-setting 623 million bushels for soybeans, a 14% increase from last year. And finally, we'll talk some numbers for alfalfa hay. Harvested area is forecast at 240,000 acres, up 4% from 2015. And based on October 1 conditions, the Illinois alfalfa hay yield is forecast at 4 tons per acre, up 1/2 of a ton from last year. Production is forecast at 960,000 tons, and that's 19% above 2015. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.